Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
It's work.
No, it's not mine.
Okay. But were you using your headphones or something?
No, I didn't join my headphones.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. So what was happening?
I disconnected.
Is that what?
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, it's working fine now.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So sorry, I just want to say that thing was sounding like witchcraft.
Whose phone was it?
I don't know, but it was like serious witchcraft.
Breaking.
As if they are cooking something in their cupboard. I was scared, though. I wanted to say, I beg, let's do this like, so that I can sleep well. But thank God. So, yeah, before we start, let's just, because I know that some of you will be nervous, so let's just free ourselves.
Thank you for considering.
Please, that Valentine.
The love for.
I beg. Don't fucking kill me.
What do you mean?
Wow. You mean I say I even get the podcast? What are you saying?
What do you mean?
This is your house.
Sorry.
Here before. So, Ade, now, what's happening?
Looking for my earphone jack, but I guess I'll not look for it again, that's all.
You named your earphone Jack?
Yes, I'm looking for a jack. I kind of misplaced him in my bedroom, so I'm trying to figure out if he's under my bed or outside. So
if he's...
Wait, don't you name your stuff. My shoe's name is Heritage.
Bro, the laptop.
My laptop has a name.
Everything.
Your head is in the place called there. People are just weird. Who is that? They come again.
Oh my, no, they've opened up for Heritage. Are you? Whatever. But maybe you mentioned Heritage. Everything just spoke. But Adapo, why are you naming your shoe Heritage?
When is something nice? My shoe's name is Heritage. My stethoscope's name is Blue. Yes, no. You don't name yourself.
Valentine.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's like, is your network?
We'll have to call
catch the culprit. We don't catch up. So,
it's me.
I'm sorry.
We feel they talk like this here.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get the voice notes later.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. So, let me hear this laughter in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not hearing.
You see it? Bro.
Wait, by the time you connect, I'm connected.
Am I the one?
Yeah.
Maybe disconnect, then connect again.
About that.
Dollar for yet. Okay. I'll be making no connect because
we should connect now. You know, peace are quiet for some time before we enter the game. Understand?
True. But before you know now, we've gone deep into the conversation. Meet
but like, but
and you'll be in
watching before now.
I don't know. That's why I said it's looking like witchcraft because Ade's network is like he's sucking his own. Because Ade is not in Nigeria. If I hear that one more time, pray my
name. As well, man.
This one I saved you.
Oh no, I've connected better. I found Jack. I finally found him.
Okay. Found Jack.
I'm about to make a poster.
So,
am I allowed to eat chin chin?
It's a free one, man.
eat your chin chin. You have finished eating like this. I'm full.
See, you know, life is not fair. You finished eating, then you came to tell us rice and egusi.
Yes, so.
And you expect us to promote you on empty stomachs?
You will promote me because you want to blow.
Okay, because I look like what?
Away.
You do give away how much? 100 naira.
No. Go and download the Abeg app. I will give you the
app. I have the app, so when are you sending? How much are you sending?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Ah, fine.
Don't move, don't just stay like that.
you should freeze.
It's quite uncomfortable. It's quite uncomfortable.
Sorry. Do it for Tari. It's love.
It's which one?
Tari, that wants to give me food.
Okay. I don't give
me food. This guy.
Who said I'm sharing?
Stingy.
You started it. You ate without us.
So let me just confess that I had a talk to you today. I'm confessing to Dolapo and Valentine.
Okay.
They are aware that...
Wait, so you're not confessing to me?
No, because you don't know how obsessed I am with counting my calories and eating healthy.
Anyway, it won't be surprising after doing Oswallow.
Please don't cough, say it. Don't go to the corner.
It won't be surprising after she does but swallow. I'm sure you're in her group.
Ooh, Delapo. I'm sure Delapo is beautiful. I'm sure Amala.
Of course, Amala is big.
Okay, I like him.
Ew.
No, please.
Don't disrespect me.
Please, don't disrespect
me. What is
with Valentine?
You guys clearly lack taste and it's true.
Thank you.
Wow. I could just
let's just move on. I don't want
to analyze trash. You know.
Ha. Please, I'm going. Bye bye. Look for someone else.
Sorry. No vex.
Don't hang out.
Sorry.
Let's be hard here.
No, it's not when you need them. Which one is that here? Humble yourself so that God will humble you. And be exalted you and do whatever you want. So, I think I'm going to cut out this part. Well, in three. Okay, no, first of all, sorry. I'll do the introduction, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'll state the topic. So, your ideas are coming in fresh, you understand? You're not thinking about them. Then, who, according to the alphabet, how your alphabet is placed, according to your name, there's Ade. Ade is going... So, Ade will go first. So
sorry, please, can I be last? I don't know how to do podcasts. I shall not be embarrassed. Thank you.
Okay. Okay,
hey, wait,
As so the introduction, Abi, or what?
No, I will do the introduction. Then you talk after me. Then Valentine, Adi. So we'll run through with that pattern.
Okay.
So introduction.
Okay, ma.
If mess now. Obi, when Adi talk, welcome to my podcast.
You tell him his soundtrack.
That
friend is
going
to
end,
dude. You're actually supposed to make it unfiltered, you understand?
Do you get...
This is supposed to be part of this podcast, of this episode.
So my chin-chin is allowed?
Yeah, I think we're
going
to... So like, let's say 30 minutes or 25 minutes, about.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now I said introduction is 3-2. Very good. Anyway, welcome guys back to my. No, welcome back to my. Wow.
Have you started that we are back to
you? She's testing her mic.
I'm testing my mic.
I said, yeah, Gucci, don't clear her brain.
How about you go to Gucci, alright?
Valentine, you will not ask
me. I don't know if it's out, but it's okay, Sha.
We're no, egusi and rice is good.
No, leave Valentine like that. Okay? It's your pot scrubbing network.
Please.
Now you have to. You're not making jokes. You want to hit me. I'll just disconnect you from here. You don't even know.
No.
So, welcome back to. Just sorry. I've missed you guys a lot, a whole lot. I had to go to school, bad network, you know. So I'm back home now, and I said, why not, you know, do something for my people. So. Today we are going to do today is like share all of us we are single here.
Ah, single.
Heaven is the goal.
Okay.
Single to super.
Yes. I know Dr. Ko is
dying,
but...
I'm not even going to die.
No, I'm dating Tari. I'm dating Tari.
You're dating me.
Koala in paradise.
Who
you are dating you. Find out.
Do you get is who you are dating?
Sorry.
I never serve you breakfast. Only one.
Tarou,
one.
He wants to serve you breakfast. Don't chantina.
Tarou wants to serve you breakfast.
I've already served you breakfast, like, but you know.
Rice and egusi.
No, we are all single. You know, it doesn't matter how long we've been single for, but we are single. Are we looking for love? So today's topic is going to be actually very random. We'll go from different topics, but what I had in mind was, because I was having a conversation with Dolapo last night, and I randomly asked, I said, Dolapo, when will we find love? Because since I've known Dolapo for a long time now, 2 years, thereabouts, and I've never caught him, even by mistake, get. And Dolapo, if Dolapo,
no, what do you
please
mean?
Please, can you tell us what you use?
Sadness is objective.
No, because Dolapo will not lie. If he will not lie, he has caught me in a relationship once or twice during the duration of our friendship. So it's not like I am single to stupor. Yes, but like, why is it that? Because we've had conversations, and you know, love is one kind, is somehow to us. So I was like, when are we going to find this stuff? When are we going to eat? See, even if I'll eat the breakfast, let me eat it. But let your shark find who will serve me the breakfast. You understand? And I just told him, you know what? Let's talk about this on the podcast randomly. So we are going to be talking about, like, because me personally, I feel like why I am not in a relationship is personal. I, you know, if you know me, you know I talk about a polygamous relationship a lot. That's one. I have not seen I have not met somebody on the same wavelength with me on that topic. That's like, oh, let's try it, you know, blah 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 blah. It's always, oh no, I don't want to, you know, stuff like that. Then again, I feel like, I don't know, it's not, being in a relationship is foreign, you know. I won't even lie, because I have been single and by myself half most of my life. So being vulnerable, opening up to somebody is new. You have to consciously tell yourself that, intentionally say, I want to be vulnerable. I have to be vulnerable if I have a partner. And then thirdly, for me, I just feel like I'm afraid of losing my individuality in a relationship, because a lot of times you get into a relationship and it's like we don't even have a personality again. It's always me and my boyfriend this, me and my boyfriend that, me and... There's nothing you can do by yourself, you know. And people, when people try to communicate with you, they look at you on that level of being in a relationship. It's always like that. So let's just go around with why we think we are not in a relationship personally. Like, Dolapo, why do you think you're not in a relationship right now?
Before we go into this, I want to address something. You know, when you said that I've been single for 2 years, I heard some chuckles in that part. Valentine, pull up. You fucking want to see a year melody and one rata? No. You want to disgrace me in front of our listeners?
No, bro. I don't want to do that, bro.
No. Okay, so...
I relate.
No problem. So the reason why I've been single, what's the topic of the day?
Yes, like why don't you find love? Why you never find love?
Okay, so I'm looking for love. It's not like I'm not looking for love. My problem is I just don't want to settle for the sake of it. So it's not like I've not chopped breakfast. So I've chopped breakfast. Pandemic day.
They serve
me breakfast. So it's not like I'm not actually looking out for it. Now I'm not actually looking out for it. But the thing is, I have a lot of things to do.
Like,
my course is stressing my life. So, and in looking for a relationship, I don't think relationship is something that you actively look for. So now I've just decided that I'm just going to chill and whatever happens. I mean, for God's sake, I'm just 31.
I beg you to bring out AJ.
And then, because I can't come and kill myself, to be honest. I mean, I would really, really love. I'm a lover boy. I like love. I'm serious. But then the thing is, as I've not found the person that I want to settle down with, like relationship wise,
yeah,
I will continue to, you know, enjoy the life of
Mekwe.
Yes. Are you looking for long distance?
God forbid, no.
I can't do that
because I'm a physical touch. Like, I want to be around the person that I'm with. It's not the one that I'll be saying, I wish you were here. It's true now. I can't be doing that because I'm
physical. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly, so.
I'm very white and you're fitting.
Yeah. So that was it. I'm looking for love, but I'm not actively
looking for love. Yeah.
And I don't choose to settle down.
Yeah, bless.
Because say I'm testing, no mistake, I will drink gutter water.
Do you get? Oh, so bro, word.
Mic drop. Next person.
Yeah. Valentine, why do you think your name is not working for you? Why haven't you found love? Because you're Valentine,
February 14 like this.
You have no right to do that against me. I'm the curious person.
So why are you single?
I've been single for about
championship.
And just dealt on tax. We don't get on.
Okay.
It's me.
Come, can you ask him if he's eating hot puff puff? Because you ask him if he's eating hot puff puff.
I'm meant to say something, though. I'm meant to say yum, but
you know, you're
keeping on your focus. Maybe you use your pillow to break your pillow. No, you see, I'm not a breakfast, so. And I don't have any breakfast.
Okay, you said
breakfast was having breakfast.
Mm-hmm. You're the one serving waiter.
That's who I am. So I don't say that. In the last, I have only found only one person. I would have. Have been in a relationship with, but I just didn't cut. I just don't like the commitment. I don't really like that. But I don't really like it.
Hmm.
Okay.
So is it same?
So, Valentine, why do you choose this line of work to be serving breakfast?
This possibility. Beholded in me was not me.
Are you sure you shouldn't change your name?
To like December 10th or December 31st, you know. That's December in because instead of December 14th.
Because also ironic, because I was actually expecting something like, you know,
give me breakfast.
Exactly, you understand.
I don't
want
my belly
don't be. Like, no.
Wow.
But are you looking forward to it? Because the way you're sounding, you sound like you're just down for fling, not necessarily looking for a relationship. So are you
I'm not really looking for for someone that I will be calling every night, telling good.
Moral of the story: if people should say anything for Valentine, I will drop his Twitter
if
handle.
If you see anybody's name Valentine, pick race.
He wears glasses, fine dark boy,
pick race.
Fashion, run for your life.
I'm picturing Valentine saying, why are you running? Why are you running?
Good. Okay, so Ade, finally. Our one and only Ade. Why are you single? Why haven't you found love?
I'm finding love. Love's not finding me.
Stay
hide and seek.
Love.
Stay hide and seek.
You are hiding, but love has gone. No.
No.
Wait. First of all, where do you search?
I searched at the beach. There was nothing there.
The water carried you away.
It actually did one time. I tried the nightclub, but let's not just talk about what happened there.
Oh, yes, please. Nightclub. The night is over.
You have to find love in nightclub.
I tried.
I mean, that would have been nice.
It would have been a different love story if I found it there.
Exactly.
Yeah. I also tried Instagram. But let's just say what I saw there. My eyes cannot.
Then they date Instagram boys.
Ah, no.
Twitter safe if you see them. Twitter people run.
No more, that one is at your own risk.
I've also tried going to the church too. You know, they always say you should go to the most holy place. And, but what I found there.
Church,
you know.
It's to go to mountain, though. It's not
I
go
to
mountain.
Church. Do you know, I even went during that December period. You know, that's most times people are holy and it's always filled up. And no, you get to see people there.
They want to prepare for crossover.
Yeah, you get.
Everybody wants to survive.
Yeah, in that moment, they want to be holy because they want to go to the next year. So I went in December, but you know, I kind of found a whole lot of people there. But let's just say the church is not meant for everyone.
At all, no, no, no.
Yeah, because later by January, some people were missing.
Yes, now Usher that you saw in December, Steve Usher is January 1st.
They've made it now, they've crossed over. What are you waiting for again?
They've achieved their purpose. Usher did for club this dandy drink here. They the final. Wow. Okay. Fine. Different reasons. And yes, one more.
Allow Adi to finish, though.
Usher has not
Adi,
finished.
Have you finished?
Oh, I finished. My escapades cannot be told out there.
We need to have head.
Are you serious?
Do you know, I tried finding love too by going on a boat cruise. I nearly drowned in the ocean.
Can you swim? Wait, important question. Can you swim?
Funny enough, I cannot swim. I'm still inside the ocean with just a life jacket.
Double homicide.
Oh, boy. God watch. What
while my mother was praying for her daughter to be at home surviving, I was in the ocean trying to show my skills.
In a yacht.
In a yacht. Oh my God.
Like maybe one fine boy will come around.
In the boat, oh no! Huh? It was the captain that rescued me with rope. Baba said, "Grab on it. We'll pull you in."
Love in the mud. No, love deep inside the ocean.
For real.
Love the under.
For real.
Yes, for real, man. For real.
And they don't find love again. Just this type that will enter it and will
save. I even ate breakfast this afternoon, so not long.
That's brunch.
Okay, yeah, brunch. But it's still breakfast, yeah.
Something like.
How did what happened? This one is recent, so we can ask like, what happened.
Oh, you know, after stalking the person on all social media, Instagram, Twitter, you remain to even go to their family house, but I cannot reach there. And that's it. You know, you cannot be a bad person. You have to be nice. You talk to the person. You check up. You even call to talk, even if you don't feel like talking, just so they feel like you're there, you're available. Only for this person to tell me that our plan did not match.
Bro, It did not match at the beginning.
It did not match.
So how did you feel?
How did I feel? I felt like a train wreck. You know, after all the months of fantasizing, not like it was much, but I even played this guy J. Cole's song Wet Dream this afternoon just because of the person.
Oh my God.
And only for me, after playing the song, to have hot breakfast served under the sun. But you know.
No,
my
what
God.
Did you drink water, Sha?
I had though, but it was so warm. The water was warm.
To step me down now.
The water was very warm. I had to add these ice cubes to it just to patch it.
Wow.
What,
I just feel like maybe you got it wrong. What if the person was trying to tell you something else and then you interpreted it the wrong way?
If it's wrong, then I need to go and meet my best friend who interpreted the message for me. Then
please let me warn you. I'm bringing this to this podcast because because I'm a victim to this thing. First of all, I don't even, you know, like people with besties. See, that they fear me.
It's tricky.
Yes,
it's tricky. They did you bad.
No, they can't even really like, friends experiences and all of that. But I feel like instead of going to meet your best friend that is going to interpret this thing now from a third party perspective, why not meet the person and say you saying?
Oh no, yes. I'll still meet the person, but for now I'm chopping the breakfast that my friend interpreted it as. So
your friend served you breakfast last.
No, my interpreter. Interpreter, don't get it wrong. My interpreter.
As for me, do man.
Served me breakfast. No.
Okay. Okay. Another reason why I feel like I'm not in a relationship is, you know, I like to deceive myself a lot. When people ask me why I'm not in a relationship, I go about saying I've not found my spec, or maybe my crush doesn't like me. But you know, I've been very lucky with I have a crush. Because like my first boyfriend, I stalked him for a year and he wasn't really...
Stalker!
Yes.
Joe Goldberg, do this family for
I stalked
him. Best is stalking.
Bro. Was
in
a relationship.
Yeah.
And I was like,
do you guys do that? You stalk someone for a year.
I'm not even forget that stalk yourself. How do you guys have crushes? Because I have not had it, God knows how long.
I think she's been playing Candy Crush for too long, so it's starting to affect her.
This story had plot twist in the end. So he was dating somebody and I was like, I don't want to be. I had principles and I was very respectful that I am now. Like this now, you can tell me I'm in a relationship, but I want to have something to do with you, and I'll be like, okay, let's run it, because not because I'm going to
run town.
Yes. But back, like, you know what? Let me just chill. And I was just, you know, viewing every... I could give you updates on what he's doing, stuff like that. Until I got tired of stalking now. My friend was now like, that guy that he's been stalking for like a while now is single. So all I had to do was follow him. You know, I'm a pretty girl and I know what I have. So I followed him and I think I made one post or something like that. I don't know how I was shy, but he ended up in my DMs and we were talking.
Tactics.
You need to be teaching us now. You need to be teaching us now.
Yay!
Stop. Stop, man. you know, I have. I'm not blaming.
Look, we need to sack Arsenal's coach and then put you there. You will do a very good job.
Yeah. Like, literally, coach, I'm telling you. Nice tactics.
They are learning work from you.
They should. They should be taking notes now.
Oh, what?
So,
are you guys listening?
So we talked and, you know, he ended up liking me, no surprises. And
oh, shit.
Oh my god.
Good way. As when would they like me like this?
I know where they're selling soup.
Valentine, please. You're not on this boat.
At all. Like,
before you go and dish breakfast, you go and dish breakfast now.
And you give family members and drink. The mother,
as for
present for everyone.
So, you know, he asked me out, and I was like, you have to come see me first. I want to see you in person. I luckily enough. Relationship. He came to see me and we started dating from the day he saw me. I said yes. But you, 2 days into the relationship, I was already tired.
Wait, quick question.
After 1 year of stalking.
Wait, quick question. You stalked this person for 1 year?
Dang it!
Yes.
1 year!
Told the person to come see you at home. Started dating. And then you're tired by the second day.
Yes. Did not even reach 1 week.
Bro. No, I wouldn't even like...
I think she already dated him for that 1 year. So yeah. Maybe that's what she forgot. Yeah, she already dated him for that 1 year.
They were three inside the relationship before. They just didn't know.
They didn't know. Yes. I'm not, I kid you not. 2 days.
Please advise everyone not to stalk if this is what happens to you after stalking for 1 year.
No, this is not. This was my dream come true. And started.
But you ended in 2 days.
No, it didn't. 2 days. The third day.
You're just tired.
Okay.
You know, because Dolapo, I was hearing things like, I know it's not. I'm not trying to throw shade at anybody. If this is how you are perfectly okay. And we love you like that. It just had to do with me. He was always, because he liked me now, obviously somebody likes you, wants to see. So we saw the first day and he's saying, when am I going to see you? And I'm like, you'll see me in the next 2 weeks now.
Huh?
Because this one is supposed
2 weeks?
To
be.
Sorry, Tari, please now.
Sorry.
It's a business meeting.
No, I think so he's meant to book appointments 2 days before seeing you.
No.
Then if he wants to take you on dinner, he'll send you an email.
Bro, like
he'll connect to you by email.
I'll be send raving to you because I don't understand again.
I was like, we just saw yesterday. I told him, I said, we just saw yesterday though. We don't need to see. He's like, no, I like your vibe. And I don't know. Mentally, now that I know, mentally we were not on the same level before. A lot of things he said, and I was like raising my imaginary eyebrow. I was like, eh? Okay.
His what club was he supporting? What was his club? Do you have any idea?
Japan or Chelsea? I don't know. Can't remember. But on the fifth day, I was like, I can't even lie. I can't pretend. I told my friend, I said, this is what is happening to me, and I'm tired. And so I told him straight up that. And I know he messed him up on a very different level. I told him straight up that I couldn't, instead of avoiding, because he did this thing where I was even friends with one of his friends, like his close buddy. So his friend would be texting me, would be texting normally because I know there's nothing going on. And he would send me a message and I would go offline because I avoid him. So it was becoming obvious. They even accused me that I was liking the friend. I had to come straight and was like, that's not what's going on. This it's not you, it's me, which is true.
Classic line.
But that was it. Then we tried dating again after like 3 months and it ended on the fifth day again. Now,
big pass. Twice.
Yeah, she did.
Basically,
twice.
No, but the second time it was not my fault. Twice. The second time.
The first one was appetizer, second one main.
He tried to serve me breakfast. So let me just explain this. I had to play a quick one on him. My friend came over to the and she was my school.
Wow, wait.
You people are using relationship to play chess.
You want to sound sharp.
I couldn't not be at the end of that, you know, rope. She was telling me about this boy that she just met, you know, they were talking. And you know what? I was like, show me this boy's picture now, let me see, because I was interested in the conversation. And she was like, no, don't worry, you might not find him cute or stuff like that. Eventually, when she was about to leave, she showed me this picture. I was like, you know, I'm a very logical person. I was like, can you tell me when he started, you know, asking you out with you? Because if it is before our relationship, that means Nami beside chick. But if it is after, he's trying to be smart. So when we checked, it was after both of us. And you know, she said she asked him because she saw him under my comment section on Facebook. And she asked him, oh, you know Tari? And he was like, oh no, I don't know her. So it's like,
you
denied me to. Do you get? And it happened on the 5th day, so I was like, you know what, let's just run this thing.
I'm seeing you on Tuesday of
So I went to meet him. I was like, guy, do you know this person? And he's like, oh no, he doesn't. I said, wow. So you just grab out the IP. That's, you have amnesia now.
You did you ask him 3 times? Just to be sure.
I didn't have the time. I was upset because I was like, see this nigga that I'm trying to be, if I can be with, regardless of the fact that we did not work the last time, and you are trying to play a quick one. So I was like, you know what, let's end this again on the 5th day. So I mean, after that, we tried to go back, that back and forth. I haven't been in a relationship where I said, you see this person, I am in love with this person, I will do this for this person, I will compromise for this. I've never been in a relationship. And do I want
to... What about me?
I'm a Valentine. That
breakfast. No.
You get to breakfast.
I need to tell everybody here. Because you said you love.
You believe. Now you fuck up.
This food.
Stop me.
That will be going back and forth on Twitter. I told you one day you farms me. You are here now on my podcast. And you are farming mysterious.
Bro, you want go wash your head at this
time. Relationship.
I have soap. Please.
Come on. I'll bring the water.
I have body wash.
Wow. It's no problem. It's not the first time I'm getting heartbroken.
I beg you.
That's why I don't believe in love. Love is.
See this one.
Like, I know.
So basically, Valentine is not in a relationship because he's, you know, we have in this life, we need to balance things. There are people eating breakfast and there are people serving breakfast. Now he's doing the service and like very delicious meals. We thank God for your service.
Okay, you're afraid I will serve you. Are you afraid I will serve you?
No, the both of us.
I won't do that to
you. We'll poison each other because then we'll die.
As I'm serving you, you can't die.
And Dolapo is single because, you know, he's looking for love, but he's not looking for love. It happens. It's a matter of time, you know, and an opportunity. And Ade's story is totally, you know, is very different. Love is not.
Ade's looking for love. He's not looking for love.
Love and Ade in one sentence is not.
It's not just working out.
Ade, no, don't say that. Don't give up yet. I mean, I'm single. Please, now, what do you mean?
Rest. Both of you like Amala now. It doesn't mean both of
it's
you.
True.
Like
that is.
Please do not bring that topic here. Please. Let's just leave it in the back.
Exactly.
Weird. I find it weird that people like Alamara.
Please, who said that?
Let's not start. This conversation will enter 3 hours.
No. They want to talk about Amala. Yeah, someone is doing oatmeal swallow.
Hey.
No.
I don't understand. Like, why?
Drag Amala. Like,
you really shouldn't be talking in this kind of conversation now. Why is that? What happened?
How do you
start oatmeal versus Amala?
So, is it that all the teeth has removed?
That was the same thing mean, I thought if your teeth are not missing, how would you eat then what meal swallow?
What's that?
What's that?
Don't laugh.
Wait.
Hey,
sorry. Sorry, I know. With gain, with loss.
Yes, now. You want to throw shade now because you used it to don't come in for me as if you know it. I gave it to you.
I did not use it.
Time table now. You want to talk?
Just one.
And but you used it. Didn't just you enjoy once. It?
I just suffered myself because of that.
Okay, it's okay. Shh. Anyway, I started by myself. By bringing Amalai into this. But Dolapo, he said he cannot do long as Anade is not in Nigeria. So how do you want to do it? You want to be doing I wish you were here.
Oh no, please.
What are you wearing now?
No. Distance. It's always this distance of me. What?
But we distance people too are very loyal. Some of us are very loyal when it comes to distance.
I'm not loyal. That's the thing.
I mean, I could see the thing is distance. I could try. I could do it, but then I'm always like,
I can't.
The other person. I don't know. I feel like there's just no how I would be certain that something's
your person is not happening.
Exactly, because me, where am I going?
If you don't have.
And then I just feel like there is so. Even apart from that, you know, there are some things where it's like every time I'm narrating story of my life to you. But like sometimes I need you to be around to like see. Do you get?
So
that's the barrier. That's just the barrier.
You need your touch. You know, sometimes you need her touch or his touch.
Me that. My love language, top of it is physical touch.
Do you understand? So how are we going?
Are we going to be touching the webcam or what?
No, we could invite two other people into the relationship.
We'll
be four. So if you want to do some physical touch, you tell the person what you want to do, and then they do it for you.
It's the body heat that matters. It's the heat.
It's just the body heat that matters. Right.
Innovative. I feel you.
That's a very bright idea.
I feel you. But you should not pass that one, though.
No.
See, I'm a very loyal person. If I'm in a relationship and I know that this person is holding me in a high regard, I'm holding the person. Why not? I'm a very loyal person. It's just like you've not seen that side of me.
True.
Everybody's loyal.
But the thing is, now that one person is not loyal to anybody, they could just say, "Oh, I like you." Everything don't spoil. Everything body heat don't spoil in the mud. Is that professional love?
I have a question.
Okay.
Yeah. The relationship with someone and maybe your partner flirts a lot with other people. Mm-hmm. Regard that as cheating.
Before you start dancing, you clap first now.
Do you get?
So I just feel like you are setting yourself up.
Exactly.
I can't take it though. I mean, that's disrespectful, and then one thing will lead to another now and then. Please, why would you just want to put me inside that kind of situation?
Why do you want to stay in my life?
It's just a lot, to be honest.
I know that I'm a very.
I'm a flirt though.
I'm a big flirt. If I'm in a relationship.
That respect.
I'm a big flirt.
Toka. Echo.
Yes. I just confirmed it.
Because I said I called you love this evening. I want to invite you to my podcast. You think I'm a flirt? It's not, you know. Don't. But if I'm in a relationship. You can't be telling the next person you're seeing that, oh, you look so good, I would like to ask, are you okay? Calm down. See, all those things you want to tell them, you tell me.
Exactly.
So I can't see you on Twitter, you're flirting with the next kid.
God forbid. I can't. No.
I will break up with you the way
Twitter.
I will just ghost. That's
Twitter,
a lot of people just feel like, you know, I could do this. It doesn't matter, you know. Cheating, you know, is when you are physical with the person. Just
you know
like
how some people are like, oh, whatever happens on social media is just social media, blah blah blah.
It's a lie. That's a lie.
Yeah. You see, like, editing. Don't go to my Twitter or stuff like.
Yes, it's not serious. Yeah, like, just bounce.
Separate from my.
You cook my turn the relationship to bounce now.
I said our relationship both cruise.
Huh. Red. That's just respectful.
Anywhere I hear that kind of, I'll just put the red flag on it, because half of the time we spend it on Twitter, half of the time we spend it on social media. Social media is like part of our lives. So if you're spending 80% of your time on Twitter, I should overlook. Are you okay? Is
I
not?
Can't even imagine me waking up early in the morning.
Yes, man.
And I start seeing tweets. Ah.
And then just imagine your friends now know this person you're dating on Twitter, and they're like, you have a group chat, they're now sending his tweets. Ah, is this not your man? Ah, are you worried?
I've legit experienced that. It's one of my friends. Not me, I've never dated anyone. Not me, like my friends. Like he was simping and send it to a group chat, like tag the girl, like, this is not your man, get your man in check. That kind of, it was so funny.
I will break up with you on the spot. Hey, I won't even let people know that, okay, this I was the one dating. I'll just JJ in your DM tell you that, see, I beg, it's over. I cannot. So I think to the end of almost an hour. Well, time flies when you're having fun.
True.
But I really had fun with this particular episode more than I have ever.
Sorry. I would like to ask, what was? This podcast?
Oh yeah. I think I'm thinking about it now. I'll make this
because episode. I think we skipped from
like the most spontaneous. This is like the most spontaneous.
I think I want to have a new series that will be called the Singles Roundtable, because we are all single here. I know. I feel like God works in mysterious ways. Tessie is in a relationship and her network
refused to work.
God is working.
Clap.
So he said, let's join all the single people together.
Yes,
so I'm not ready to do it in
anybody. Tessie will start talking and I'll be here in pains.
My chest will not be working. So I think this is I have lots of names, I mean titles for this episode. I think Unfiltered, because we are not going to filter anything. We said that we are not cutting anything, so from the beginning to the end, Unfiltered. So I don't know, let's pick a big Singles Roundtable or Unfiltered, because I feel like because if I say singles now, I could do something like this tomorrow and it won't be about a relationship, it'll just be life in general, or it will be Unfiltered. So
yeah, I'm all for that.
Okay. Valentine.
Valentine is called.
Yeah, what's the question? What? I was asleep.
You were asleep. Okay,
what's the question?
Are you using glue?
I think so.
No, my network is perfectly fine. It's your network.
So it's not my network, Sha, but I said because Ade asked me what the title of this episode is going to be, and I said I was going to pick between Singles Roundtable and Unfiltered. But I think I'm going with Unfiltered because I could, you know, record another episode and it won't be about relationship. It will basically be about life in general.
Yeah.
So I feel like Unfiltered because we are not.
I'm going with the same thing this drunk I just said.
Really?
Well, unprovoked here. I'll be unprovoked. Sorry. Random.
Okay. Is it unprovoked?
Let's say something I've been tricking her since.
It has been tricking her unprovoked.
Very random. You know when I just said, yeah. It just felt like, you know when a man is about to release.
Wow. Wait, so because I told you you should be Arsenal's coach, you decided to shame me.
I just thought about it. Like, let me share this knowledge with my, you know, listeners and my guest stars. So we had a very you did not introduce yourself. As you can tell, there's Valentine, there's Dolapo, which you all know, there's Ade, and then me, your beautiful host, Tari. Tessie, let's come out. Sorry,
Tessie, welcome.
Well, we are saying closing prayer. Jack, come and put your
the grace. The
Lord is my shepherd.
He shall not want.
Oh, well, Tessie, if you want to say anything, like, bye, guys. Was that it?
Are you sure it's not the girl with the witchcraft network?
His network is good now.
Yeah. So, that's it for this episode. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you had fun because we had fun.
Tell us.
Someone is single and searching.
Yes, I'm single and searching.
Here.
Say something.
I'm dating everybody on this podcast, so people should mind your business.
Why are you blocking our shine?
Yes, it's not my podcast. You come and find
I don't understand.
Please go. Wouldn't that be nice?
I'll give you something else.
What do you want to say?
Okay. Hello, listeners. As you know, I'm Valentine. And, any fan girl that is ready to settle down,
just ignore that person that is talking because he's not talking.
Tari would also buy.
It's not only your number,
Tari, please.
+44
Even your Twitter, you don't even see yourself. Normally, I will put everybody's Twitter, but your own, I will not even put it. You come and beat me now. Share my podcast.
What? Why are you doing enemy of progress now?
Anyway, you served enough breakfast, okay? Keep the rest for we are still going to
enter this. Was...
So we've come to the end of this episode. I've said that like twice now. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for taking out the time. And just like Dolapo said, please let us know if you had fun. If you did not, if Shasha, I just want to say something. If you did not laugh from the beginning of this, that means your
you
problem.
You must laugh.
It's not possible. You don't laugh. It's not possible.
It's not possible. We tried. I laughed, and it's hard to make me laugh.
I tried though. I tried to make people laugh.
Yes, Dolapo is easy. A clown normally.
My wife, please don't spoil my market outside in the mighty name of Jesus.
It was fun just staying with Tari, it was fun just staying with Ade, it was fun just staying with the Lapo, it was fun just staying with Valentine. So stay tuned, probably next week. I don't know if I'm feeling generous. But stay tuned. You can give the Tari at any time. So stay on your toes. Stay ready. Stay cheeky. And
good morning.
Good morning.